How do you think this has affected you?
Well, it has affected me because I made a decision when I was doing my A-levels that I wanted to go away to university and get away from Northern Ireland to experience something different. So I feel that if there hadn't been the troubles, that I probably would have stayed at home. And that applies to my whole family. I mean, I have two brothers and a sister, and all of us left Northern Ireland.
Goodness.
So that's quite typical, I think, of a lot of families, especially if you have a chance maybe to get a good qualification, that you can go maybe to go to the UK, go to Australia, America, and get a decent job there. And a lot of people have actually left and have not returned.
How do you think things have changed over the last 20 to 30 years?
Things have definitely improved. I feel slightly bitter about the fact that I grew up during the worst part of the Troubles. But at the same time, I feel extremely happy that young people today don't have to suffer that. And the situation has improved a lot. It's very peaceful, but there are certain kind of waves of discontent beneath the surface. You still have some people who don't accept the peace agreement. But on the whole, I think most people are just trying to get on with their lives and make the most of it. And so it has improved a lot. There's much more freedom of movement. People can go into the city centre, go shopping without security checks. So also when it comes to schools, there's actually been a movement, you might say, among a lot of parents where they're trying to push for interdenominational schools.
Interdenominational schools?
Schools that are not segregated according to religion. Kind of mixed schools, Protestant and Catholic. And I think that this has sort of been quite popular. And the government are now giving their support to that financially. So this is a very positive development.